chance even get through it today. It's a very important piece. There's two very important pieces to this Chasam Sofer. As well, the Chasam Sofer said that the same way we went out of Mitzrayim, we'll be going out of this Golos, the Nisonos will be the same, the miracles and the place, it'll be the same paradigm. So we saw that 80% of Klal Yisrael never came out of Mitzrayim. They died during Machas Choshech. And we said, according to the Chasam Sofer, that wasn't an Oynesh. It was Hashem was Yoreg the same day. Hashem had a look and saw that these people were not going to be able to withstand. They will see now two Nisonos that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring on Klal Yisrael. He knew they weren't going to stand it. So, Mutav Yom Zakai V'Altam Moschayim. Better that they should go now than they should fail the test. That's all discussion on its own. But that's not our subject. Our subject is we're trying to learn from these two Nisonos so that when they happen to us, because that's what we'll see now, these are going to happen again, they're happening again, we want to be well prepared for it. So that's what we spoke about. So we started dealing with the first test. The first test we said was when Klal Yisrael, during the Machas Choshech, Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to go into the Mitzrayim's homes and to look around and to see where all the wealth was. To look at all the jewelries, where all the cars, all the gold and the silver and the diamonds. Go find the hiding places in the Mitzrayim's homes. Don't take anything. Just look at it, know where it is. After, when you leave, you go ask them to lend it to you, and then when they tell you, excuse me, I don't have anything, you'll tell them, excuse me, but I know exactly where everything is. Here's the safe, there's the secret hiding place. Well, yeah, fine. So Kosh Baruch Hu knew that Nisoyin, they weren't going to be able to withstand, because they'll see this wealth, and the Maya said it's their wealth. The wealth was only there in the Schus of Yosef, and not only that, but it was owed to them as salaries. After then, they were entitled to that wealth. They've been working for the Mitzrayim and they've never been paid, so this really was the Jews' money. So, but Hashem saw that they didn't understand the Nisoyin, and that's what we got up to yesterday. Okay, so he was going to bring Lemaiseh to make this a little bit more palpable for us what exactly that Nisoyin looks like, a little bit more using our language. So like this, Kuf Mem Zayin, second last paragraph. This is a very difficult Nisoyin. We don't really understand the Nisoyin. Hashem says, go into the guy's house, look at all the wealth. He's don't take it, he's going to get it tomorrow. Ma you can Nisoyin for. We don't really, what was the big Nisoyin here? Nisoyin that Hashem told you? Go there, you'll see all this wealth, you'll see all these billions of dollars and whatever, and take it, because in a few days' time you're going to get it anyway, legally. So what's the chup? Take it now. So to try and make this understandable, where's the difficulty in this Nisan that 80% of Klal Yisrael would have failed? Kedel Amchish Nisan, the Sabet Noat, Ala Chadashim Arishonim, La'acha Asher Amayra, Zochrani Shechazanu, after the Holocaust, we went back. Moni Chazu Yudim Nosafim, another even went back. Those that had been saved, Eisha Tufas, those that had been saved from the Holocaust. Shvorim Bagufa Benefesh Kozan and Lurais. They went back to totally broken and shattered people. They went back to the places where they'd come from, Labatim Ha'uvim Shalanu. They went back to their beloved homes, they went back to their streets, their neighborhoods, where they'd lived fruitful, vibrant Jewish lives until the Holocaust started. Ulam Lomat Sanewuna. There was nothing there. Kol nechrav, ein bayit v'ein mishpocha. There was no homes there. There was no mishpocha. There was no vibrancy. There was no Jewish lives. There was no technology. There was nothing left. Ein beis midrash v'ein chaverim. The batim midrashim weren't there, and the chaverim weren't there. Mu'um lo neisa ma'avanu amafor. Nothing left of the precious, beautiful, elevated existence that had been there before. It was a very difficult moment. They're very, very angry. Where was their anger aimed? At the Czechoslovakians that have committed such a thing. How could you allow such a thing to happen? Where were you? We were neighbors, we lived together, we worked together, we did business together, and you just let this thing happen. Where were you? Where were you? שהתגנבו לחצרסיים של הגויים, שיידדין וגויבים מהם, כמובן גם מהגרמנים. אני תלס פרק כסף מהם, משהו משחרר מגיע, איזה טיימה של הנקומה על כל הצפורדוס עובדם היה כל היום. הם יבנת ווינט, and they went and took, they went and stole from the from the grain. Shaded in the gravy man. They went and mamash, they were angry, they protected, they couldn't hold them back. They went and they stole from the Germans and from the Czechoslovakia. It was a sense of nakoma, type of a revenge that they were getting. Avi zichroni lebracha, lo tasek, binyoni meilech. He said his father, he remembers, wouldn't get involved in any of this. Kunimla malakachet kesef lo shelo, v'lo daig litasher al cheshbon ha-goyim. He wouldn't take money that didn't belong to him, and he wasn't going to get rich on the cheshbon of the goyim. V'ya mihaboydidim she'omdu b'nisoy. He said he remembers his father was one of the few that withstood the nisoy. We come back, we have no idea what state of mind these people, we can't begin to imagine. But you're angry, you cross, you've been to hell and back, and then there's this guy sitting in your house, there's this guy eating your food and drinking your wine and living off your blood, and so you take revenge. They were in Marcus Choshech, traditionally in a similar position. הם היו ברחיבי המצרים אס הקהילים היקורים של הכל בבת אבוי סוף. You go into the Mitzri's house and there you see the beautiful candelabra that your mother used to light every Friday night. Or other valuables that were taken away from you by the Mitzrim. הם ידעו שכל האיש שלהם הוא הרוצן לקחים במצרים ולפצס את עצמן על הסמל של שני סעובדוס היקור טבעי. The natural tendency to just get some revenge, to get your payback. All this wealth there is yours, it's taken from you, it's been sucked out of you, and you've been enslaved and tortured and treated like that, and now you have a chance for a bit of nakoma. So how do you hold back? It's a very natural tendency. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not let me sow some al 80% me'am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took 80% of the am because of this. Ki yodim she'yo lo yichil amet b'nisoyin v'lo litul me'umim me'ma she'roi menayim. Kosh Bocho understood 80% are not going to be able to not to withstand this test. First of all, it tells you to you have to take a good look inside yourself, see where you are on the side of the fence here. So that's very illuminating. That very illuminating.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Can I add something to that? Shimon, I was wondering. We do have something in the in Baba Batra that you can. In case of going that stole from you, you can take in your own hands the justice and get back whatever it's yours.
But the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them not to. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told them not to.
I understand. So in this case, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them not to. But in the case of the Nazim, why is it that was also an entire?
No, no one said what the Yidden did in the times of the Nazis was also, he was just bringing it as an example to show how strong the Nakoma was, that was to relate to the Mitzvah. He didn't say it was also. He said that they did anything wrong.
He said his father was the only one to stand this inside.
Father didn't want to take money from somebody else. He didn't want money from money. Didn't want to better from someone else. Maybe it's Midas Chassidus. I don't know. I don't think he was making a moral statement there. He was just using it to illustrate what the Nisoyin was. How much of a Nisoyin that is that you these Yidden went and put sets and took. I don't know if they did anything wrong. I don't see how the anyway was saying that they did anything wrong. Anyway, we pass the Gnevus Goy, it's also whatever, it's not so posh. I mean, you bring Meloch as well, I mean, that you bring from other places now. Rachinami, sort of, okay. But the point is it doesn't change what happened in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, Hashem told him not to. You just illustrate the difficulty of the Nisoyin in Mitzrayim, that's all. So that was Klal Yisrael in the Makos Choshech, with the strong feeling of wanting to get back what was rightly theirs. But it was, they were entitled to it. And when Hashem told them, I know, but just wait. Tzat Savlanut, you're going to get it anyway, so just wait. So Okay, fine. So that tells us a little bit about this medium. We have to check it out. We'll have to see what it's going to do with us. Maybe we bring this because we want to learn something from this. What's it going to do with me? But he asks a more penetrating question for now, which we should all be asking ourselves, is, why do you give Kali Israel a nisoyin like this, that you know that 80% aren't going to be able to make it? Or what's behind this nisoyin? As he explains, Rabbi Sadim has been Shamidim ben Nisoyin Zahisa Bechina Lenechosoy Shalayudi Letzaitz Mimitzrayim. This was the test that enabled you to be fitting to go to Mitzrayim. You need to pass this test if you want to go to Mitzrayim. Lama. Yetzis Mitzrayim Aisid Gula Ruchnis. The law physics built that. We know that very well, that the Gula from Mitzrayim wasn't just a physical Gula. We didn't take our bodies from Mitzrayim and put them into the Midbar, and then put them at Asina, and then put them in Eretz Yisrael. That happened. The body went where it went, but it was a spiritual redemption. The Teis Mitzrayim Purusha Shel Dover Haya La'azov Esakoich Veitzim Yodi Shamitzim Abinu Bo V'Shliches Esayisal Rebani Shel Olam. The avoider of Mitzrayim, the Nisoyin of Mitzrayim, was Koich Veitzim Yodi. That was Mitzrayim. We spoke about this before, a couple of places. Mitzrayim, the essence of Mitzrayim is Koich Veitzim Yodi, the total control of everything. Who's Hashem? Who needs Hashem? I don't need Hashem. What's it going to do with Hashem? They had the Nile. They didn't need rain. They never needed to look up ever for rain. Mitzrayim is a beautiful garden, Pasuk says, and because the Nile comes up, irrigates the land, goes back again, perfect. You don't need anything. You don't need anybody. You don't need anybody. That's why they worship the Nile. That's why it's also to swim in the Nile. Adayom Hazeh, the law in Egypt, didn't let us swim in the Nile. So that was Koich Veitzim Yodi, and this had penetrated into the Jews. Teva Shel Adam Lim Shechach Hasivoy. Person tends to be heavily influenced by his environment. So the redemption from Mitzrayim, besides the physical release from the bondage, but it was also a redemption from the Koich Veitzim Yodi. What's the opposite of Koich Veitzim Yodi? What's the cure for Koich Veitzim Yodi? Is you throw everything Hashem. You take everything and you put it in Hashem's hands. Now I'm totally told, I have no code for it. Somebody, I can't do anything. Because you're in a desert where there's no water, food, shelter. You're in a total sakana every second of the day. And what are you going to do? Your code for it, somebody's irrelevant. So you have to be Samach and Hashem. So it was a 40-year discourse, Vaad, on Imun and Betochtam. And that's what we saw there. That's what we saw. שהמיצים אמינו בו, כפי שני מלך דחור במדבר, לרץ לא רזרוע, השם says, זכרתי חסד מרייך, I remember the חסד you did for me, you come into the midbar, it's לא רזרוע, לחיית באמונה ובתמינס, to live with total trust in Hashem, like a little baby, ממש a little baby, who doesn't matter where he is, what he is, a little baby could be on a train on the way to Auschwitz, he could be flying first class, it doesn't matter where he is, the baby's fine because he's with mommy. That's immunity to minas. If you actually call Hashem Baruch Hu, you ten kesef v'zav meila malid loyvoid lekachet latzmi. Simple. Hashem's taking care of me. Hashem's feeding me. Hashem's looking after me. What am I going to take? I do whatever Hashem tells me to do, and then I know that Hashem's going to take care of me, especially in the midbar. Wait, man, we had Miriam. You did anything? What did you do? You didn't do anything. There's no koyach to minas at all. That's what the whole period of that period was to shatter and break the koyach v'etzim yodi and to be totally dependent on Hashem. Yeah. Kula in this time, he produced mi kabla hazman u mechuka teva. He yetzias me al klal shor zeh sapech pchetech alechem. We will see Metz Hashem, we'll get to the sugyas of Emunah B'Tochen, and we'll deal with this, but the Yetzias Mitzrayim was really a disentangling us from all the laws of nature. From the color of Zeh Sapech HaToich HaLechem. In the Midbar, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we lived like Adam HaRishon, lived in Gan Eden. You did what you had to do, the mitzvahs, you had to be Shoyim Avoyved, and Hashem could take care of all your physical needs. There's no need to do any studless. Your clothes never wore out. Food, all you had to do was just walk outside, pick it up, bring it in. There was the miriam. Everything was taken care of. You didn't have to do anything. Kula, kula, kula in the Yad of Hashem. So that was a redemption, a gula, from the Kofi Amitim Yadi to the extreme of Adam Rishon, but Gan Eden again. V'alicha HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'enayim atzumos, v'bli ledoig liyom achar. Not even worrying about tomorrow. That's how the mon was given. The mon was given in a way that if you took a bit too much today because you wanted to keep something for tomorrow, there was nothing left. Good rot. And if you took too little, you would get the same amount. Lo mashaneh. You couldn't change your panosta. Hashem gave everything. Eloim chayim betoch betoch and molish Hashem is baruch yiten lanu es kol ha'tzrachein. Hashem gives you everything, so you don't have to worry about anything. V'chein kachaya. Yed timisayach ha'kosh boch v'midba v'lo shaylas pe'eretz lo zeruah. Hem hochu l'mokam shemoma she'ein sikui latzmech bo muma. You're in a place where you, even if you've got seeds, you can't plant them. Nothing grows there. And they weren't in a place long enough to even grow anything if they could. Hem som shel kosh boch yitem le'malchu l'mashku v'chein hem zochu yom ilom l'man min ha'shamayim shebetayme es kol ha'tanim shebo'ilom. All the tastes, everything you wanted, it was all there. You didn't have to do any hishtadlus whatsoever. Hem zochu gam le'be'mayim shizgalgulu imom b'kol mososem. You walk with the munah and betochen after Hashem, you don't lose anything. That's it. You cool it in the hands of Hashem. Now there, they had no choice. Where the avoider, you're starting to get a sense of what the nisoin was. The nisoin was, is that you need Hashem, because without Hashem you die. That's it. You can't survive. How long can you survive in the midbar without external assistance? Not very long. And yeah, you managed to survive 40 years, day in and day out. You've got food, you've got water. Kulu, kulu with Hashem. Ananah, covered. Your mom is living with Hashem. Kulu yo. What was the nesoy? The nesoy is to slowly get rid of the koich v'etzim yadi. So if you were holding in such a deep level of koich v'etzim yadi, then when Hashem says, go into the mitzvah's house, don't take anything, don't touch anything, you can't. You need to do something. So that then it's really a simon that you're not going to be able to survive the nisoyin of the midbar. Far. So that's the first nisoyin. The first nisoyin, and we'll speak at how this sort of applies to us. We'll talk about this still. We'll refer to the second nisoyin. But that's the first nisoyin. The first nisoyin is to go from koich v'etzim yadi to be totally dependent on Hashem. You're totally dependent on yourself. You think that your ishtadus is doing the job. And to go to the point where you realize that you don't do anything. I have a chiyuv because of zeh sapecha toch lechem to make ishtadlus. In the middle, they didn't even have that. There was nothing you could do. And what you can't do, you can't do. So then you throw that at Hashem. I think we're living through very similar times now. Okay. Hanisoyin Hasheni itrachesh b'leil ha'seder. B'leil shmurim, historii zeh, ha'yisad uv'chosom shel b'nei Yisrael b'kodesh Baruch Hu b'siya. The second test took place on Leil HaSeder, the first Leil HaSeder, back in Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael were on a very, very hard, tight level with Hashem. Yishvu chaburus, chaburus v'ochel es korban ha'pesach kilchosek. They sat with their chaburus, with their groups, and they ate the korban pesach, according to all its halachos. Hayayu rega ha'yichud shebein Yisrael kudshu brichu, v'doyim ha'lachosin v'kala ha'shayim b'cheir ha'yichud. It was most like a cheir ha'yichud of ha'chosin and kala alone, in the Chayr Yichud, eating the first Suda together, and mamash totally dovuk in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei regeim elu mamash titrachesh nisoyin hasheni. At that pinnacle, at that peak of Chayr Yichud, the second test came. She'amid b'mivchan es ha'dveikus shel Yisrael b'lukoso. Now we're gonna do a mivchan, a test, to see are you really dovuk in Hashem. הקדוש ברוך הוא רוצה שהייחוד יהיה מרצון מבחיר חופשיס הנויבוס מליבו של כל יהודי. ולא כתוצאה מציוס מכני לרצון השם בעקבות הניסים הגדולים של נחס מצרים שלא בנס בעיניים. לא זה שם פרובלם יפה כלל ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא רוצה this דבקס, this cleaving, this רצון to be with Hashem, to come from the Etzem Rotzon of a Jew, that he wants to have a relationship with Hashem. And not as a result of the razzle dazzle. Not as a result of all the nisim of the makas that Hashem had done for them. Now that's not so simple. Hashem does unbelievable nisim like the makas, and you're cleaving to Hashem not because of the monkeys, you're cleaving to Hashem because of a rotzen, because you love Hashem and you want to have a relationship with Hashem. That's what was being tested here now. Let's see how Hashem did that. Hashem rotzeh shadveikah shel Yisrael b'voiram lo tiyeh b'bechinas kopolem ha'kegigis. Hashem didn't want it to be ha'kegigis. Ha'kegigis, the one shot we saw was when you're standing at Asina and Hashem comes down, it's not Hashem holds a gun against your head. It's when you see Hashem that close, you don't have bechiri anymore. What are you going to do? You sound not interested. You're going to go after Hashem. But not only, not necessarily because of your rotzeh, it's because the situation prevents you from having bechira. You have bechira, but you just can't use it because of the matzav. It's like when you're standing in a store and you want to steal something, but there's a cop standing next to you. So you have the bechira to steal, but you can't use it because there's a cop standing there. So the same thing. You can't use it because it's just so clear, the reality. So Hashem didn't want that. Hashem gave them the following tzivui. Ish al yeitze mi pesach beise ad boker. Sounds simple enough. Don't go out until the morning. Go home, lock the door, stay inside until the morning. And then we're going to go to Mitzrayim. That sounds like a big test. You should get some personal base, I'll break you. Zeru shasa yichud ben Yisrael avim ha shashama, v'aleichim li yoyis b'vatechim am ha-kodesh b'ruchu, m'bli li atiches la'anase mi'chutz l'pesach Pesach. I want you to be alone with me in your house. Do you lay l'asayri, do you have a Pesach? Without noticing bichlal, without having any shaykhs to what's going on outside. What do you care what's going on outside your house? Going out, looking outside the window, looking what's going on outside, could interfere with the yichud you have with Hashem. Could Klal Yisrael withstand this nisoyin? Doesn't this sound like such a terrible nisoyin? I mean, we've all had Laila Seders. You go inside, you have a Laila Seder. You're not running around the street. Who's going to the shopping centers on Laila Seder to see what's going on? I mean, we sit at home and make a Laila Seder. Ma, ma, kol kach kasher b'ze. So let's see what the Nisoyin was. There was something else big happening that night, besides what Klal Yisrael were doing. Inside the houses, what was going on outside the houses was Makas Bukhairis. The coming time Isa Bahola. Isa Tzaki Gedele Bekol Eretz Yitzrayim Asher Kamo Lo Niyesa Kamo Lo Soysif. It says in the Pasuk, that was a night of total confusion. Armageddon going on outside there. You know, nuclear stuff happening out there. Screams and shouts and total confusion. The world outside was being turned upside down. Interesting question. Could you stay at home, keep the windows closed, keep the door closed, not go look outside, what's going on outside? You're allowed at home with a Kodesh Baruch Hu now, doing the Laila Seder, doing what a Kodesh Baruch Hu told you what to do. Outside, war, big stuff. Major, major cataclysmic stuff going on. The Pasuk tells you that there was never such a thing before. There will be such a thing until Shiloh comes. Wow, there's big stuff going on outside there. And Hashem says, but you stay in your little dira and you do your thing. Who could do such a thing? How can you not be distracted and want to know what's going on outside? Kedele Chazos ben HaKomen b'tzrareim ha-mitzrim. But not just this big action going on out there. You want to see the Nakama of the Mitzvah. You want to see this guy that tortured you, that made your life abject torture for so many years, or whatever. He's getting his dues now, and you want to watch. Yitochen she'amorume tigroim gamalem lepachad. Maybe they're also a little bit scared. You're sitting at home, and you hear all this stuff going on outside. You get a pachad. You want to know what's going on. Lemiu matai. What's happening? Who's this for? Maybe it's us. Maybe they're coming to get us. We don't know what's going on outside. There's just this chaos out there. No, you keep the door closed at home. Don't go outside. You can't find out what's going on. You can't put on the radio because it's you don't have radio. You can't put on the television. You can't tell what's going on. Pick up the phone, tell your friend, hey, you heard what happened? What's going on? But no, you ignore. Ignore it completely. Get out of the way, it's Hashem. Well, that's not kosher. לסעניין מה מתרחש סמוך לבריסם, בטרח לחוב וברח לארץ, שאין לסיני ועבדיה, כל ל-200 שנה. You lived in this place for a long time. You've been here, you lived there, you tortured here, you raised children here, you raised the family, and now suddenly the whole thing's being turned upside down. Cataclysmic stuff taking place outside. And Hashem says, yeah, but you stay inside, eat your korban pesach, wife, go to bed, have a good night's sleep, don't worry about anything, I'm thinking. Whoa. That's not a prostitute. Baruch Hu HaBoichem Klal Yisrael Leiv, Yodeh Sheshmonim Achuz Me'a'am Lo Yochlu Lamed Ben Yisrael. 80% I'm going to withstand this. And Lo Yisapu V'yitzeh Mepechaz Ba'ez Kedai Ledaat Ma Shalom Ashkenim Kedai Lechazot B'mafla Asoinim Lepalas Asoinim. You knew that we're going to go outside, want to see the people, the enemies getting whacked, want to know what's going on with these neighbors. V'lechein Ha'em Lo Zochu Le'yoyz Leil Ashimurim Ma'historia. Therefore they weren't there for their wonderful, great, the first Leil Shimurim in the history. Nishmosam nitli b'makas choshech k'day shehebim yimoyimsu zakayim v'lo yimosu chayvim yim yesh ma'ash mafilid v'kayz roshu ha'en enim roim lago. There's something interfering with your dreikas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You better get rid of it, because otherwise you're not going to make it. Okay. Keshemar nachasam sefer zatzal roshu v'leil ha'seder im mishpochto v'talmido. Nachasam sefer, every year he used to do his Leil ha'seder with his family, his Talmidim around the Seder table, who is Bilim et Shnei Nisoynos Alolu. He used to give over these two Nisoynos. Achar kach hu hamshich v'omo. Then he used to carry on and say like this. Teshekoyim mahadad b'kol rechov es preshbu. V'ladim v'nachadim. Shoma haitiv ma sh'ani yoyim alechem. Listen very carefully, my children, my grandchildren, my Talmidim, listen very carefully to what I'm about to tell you. Shnei ha'yisoynos halolu shenisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avoseinu b'mitzrayim, these two yisoynos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Klal Yisrael b'mitzrayim, yishnei ha'yisoynos ha'achreinim lifnei bias ha'mashiach. These are going to be the two yisoynos you're going to have to deal with before Mashiach comes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yinasei otonu ana zichre v'yitamtsu shelo liyoyz chalila b'in eilu shelo yotsu shelo yisku lebo. We have to make sure that we are from the ones that did go out, not the ones that are done going out. Because I couldn't withstand these two tests. You have to make sure that you build yourself properly so when these two tests come, you can withstand them. That you'll be among those that were able to withstand the Nisoyin and were matzlich to go out. The schus of that, they were able to go to Mitzrayim, and we their descendants. Whoa, so that's what he used to say. These two tests he used to explain, like we just explained now, and then he used to say, but you need to know something very important, and it's not just a nice historical, nice work, nice pshat, oh, shkach, well, that's gabaldic, thank you. You know, now we understand why the 80% died. It wasn't because they were Rishoyim, because they had a kasha, Rishoyim also went out. No, you need to know this because it's happening now, because Mashiach is coming now, and this is happening now. We need to know how to be on the right side of the fence. So let's start. We're not going to get into this too much, but let's at least just put our foot into the water a little bit. Dumani can send them to Chesh by Yameinu Anu. Says the Machaber that it seems the Machaber was safer. That it seems to me that the Nisoyin is happening now. I'm not boif and shreme, obviously, quickly, but the principles are the same. Ulam b'muvusay zeh Nisoyin zo. It's exactly the same Nisoyin, in principle, in the essence. כיום האלה בגודל והעדיי החדשות שלא מגיעים לפסח בסיינו. The whole world, everything that's going on all over the world, lands up on our front door. עיתונים חרדים, יש כל עדה וחוג. Everybody's got their חרדי newspapers and עיתון של טרס וקודש, very pure, no lotion horror, no princes, all very Kodesh newspapers. הכל ידעו וכולם מדברים על הנעשה בכל העולם. We have the news on the internet, the news changes every 30 seconds, it uploads, you get flashes, you get notifications, everybody knows what's going on everywhere all over the world. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. הפיתוי לשקוע בכל אילו מכונים או פסח ועשר של כל יהודי. Today, people are out there making money, wanting to make money. The rotson, the tasher, surrounds everybody. It's completely makif the whole human race. You see it today. You see it today. The biggest problem we have today is there's a disease going around that can kill you, will certainly make your life a misery, to make you ill, and we have to ignore that as much as we can because the economy has to get going. It's just totally imbalanced. About the economy has to go, people don't want to scoff. I'm not saying not. About you just see the way people are very deaf off the money, even at their own lives. That's a Gemara that says that people that their money is more chaviv than their lives. They never understood what that meant. You see it today. See it today. People are at risk their lives, day in and day out, for panasa. Not just with this, but just today you see it clearer. I'm seeing it clearer. Maybe you saw it before. I don't know. Anyway, Mitz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up these two nisoinas, will make them relevant to us, and see how that works, and then we'll go weiter. The soda.
Thanks very much, sir.
That's it for now.
Call two.